The Ides of March is like watching the news with its depiction of a presidential primary, the Democrats this time, that include not a single totally honest person, not a personal or political relationship that does not depend on secrecy and the threat of treachery, in which public policies are mentioned only in public pronouncements, and in which private scandals, according to one character who seems entirely credible, outrank public malfeasance as the only things absolutely forbidden if one wants to remain politically active. The cast is big names acting at the tops of their forms. The script is literate, concise, and clear, and the action is fast. But the parallels with real-life action are obvious to the point of distraction, and you feel that George Clooney and company are concealing behind their supposed fictions as many truths of their real world as the characters are concealing of theirs. To be truly honest, perhaps The Ides of March should have been a documentary and a good deal more objective. For example, more attention might have been paid to the problem caused by our system itself's requirement that a candidate appeal to one group of voters in the primary and a very different group of voters in the general election, thus practically enforcing hypocrisy from almost the start. That would make a point The Ides of March clearly has in mind but loses track of. The fault is not entirely in the men. Part of it is in the system itself. Jim Erickson, over and out.